Greetings and welcome to The End Last Week, This Week, and Next Week, the podcast companion to The End, the website and newsletter that shines a light back on audio fiction shows after they've reached the finale of a season or the conclusion of the series. I'm your host and the curator of The End, Evo Terra. Let's get into it, shall we?
Last week.
The most recent issue of The End, the 66th, highlighted three shows in either the completed series or season finale sections, and two of them wrapped in the last few days. Hail Columbia, a dramatized historical fiction series from Justin Heyman and Just Likely Productions, posted the season one finale on the 5th of December. Listen to the six current episodes in about 2.5 hours. It's about zombies and Thomas Jefferson. Yeah, I know, right? Tales of the Zugaroo, a narrated and dramatized suspenseful sci-fi series from Nell Zim, posted the season one finale on November the 30th. You can listen to the 14 current episodes in about 3.5 hours. And be sure to listen to the end of this audio file to hear trailers or snippets from these shows.
This week.
With every issue, I make two recommendations for great audio fiction I personally love. As with all things in life, your mileage may vary. My first recommendation is Scrooge, A Christmas Carol, a dramatized classic history story from Mark Ramsey Media and Hope Media Group. I featured this partly because Christmas is just around the corner, and because the all-star cast, a hobbit and a dwarf you'll recognize, and some exceptionally well-crafted sound design make for an amazing story. It seems quite true to the source material, if memory serves. 'Tis the season, after all. Here's the extended trailer.
London, 1843. Charles Dickens was walking alone that night. He was tense, worried, glum. He had been one of England's most popular writers. But now, his latest books were disappointments. Sales were plummeting. Dickens was not a wealthy man, no child of privilege. He was only as good as his next book. Maybe he had lost his touch. Maybe it was gone forever. And so he walked, alone, every night, through the black streets of London, 15 and 20 miles many a night, he wrote, when all the sober folks had gone to bed. He needed a miracle. That's when he had an idea. And in these long and lonely walks, that idea would blossom. The characters, the story. He blazed away, from morning to night, every night, stopping only 10 minutes for dinner. It was an obsession. He had 6 weeks to finish and publish his story before Christmas. Only 6 weeks. Finally, on December the 17th, 1843, A Christmas Carol was published. It would become a global phenomenon. For more than 2 centuries, it would spawn plays and musicals and films and radio shows and this podcast. Hope Media Group is very proud to present an all-new audio experience. Scrooge, A Christmas Carol. Here's a taste.
Merry Christmas to you, Uncle.
Good afternoon.
Jacob, is that you?
Beware the chain I forged in life. Link by link, you will be visited by 3 spirits on this very eve.
Memories can be ignored, Ebenezer, but not forgotten.
So why have you come if you have nothing to say?
Ebenezer, are you going to join us?
Spirit, do not leave me.
No questions. Rule number one of the present, never question it.
Scrooge.
Why show me these things if they are not to be? Spirit! Help me!
Scrooge, A Christmas Carol is coming soon, wherever you hear podcasts.
Scrooge, A Christmas Carol, is a complete series. Enjoy the whole thing with a bowl of gruel in just about 2 hours. My next recommendation is Last Known Position, a dramatized horror thriller from Q Code Media, starring Gina Rodriguez and James Purefoy. I've been on a Monsters of the Deep kick recently, and spoiler, this one is top-notch. Storyline is great, and the acting and sound design really bring the script to life. Not that I want giant monsters from the deep to come alive, but you take my meaning. Here's the trailer.
Good evening, folks. Looks like we got a bit of turbulence up ahead, so I'm going to turn on the fasten seatbelt sign and ask that you return to your seats at this time.
You're Michaela Sorto.
Yeah, that's me.
I'm the new submersible pilot.
Sorto, you're now part of a privately funded expedition to recover Oral Flight 7963.
Oh my god.
Is he coming through?
We see it.
What the hell is it?
We ain't looking for no plane.
You find a way. You call someone to get the hell off this boat, Michaela. It's real. It's all real. You have to save yourself, please. Save yourself, Michaela.
A new podcast from Q Code, Last Known Position, starring Gina Rodriguez as Michaela Sorto, is the next evolution of suspense and terror. Last Known Position premieres December 20th. Be sure to follow Last Known Position on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now to be among the first to listen. And sign up for Q Code Plus. Q Code Plus subscribers on Apple Podcasts get access to episodes a week early and an uninterrupted listening experience without ads in the middle of the episode, so you are never taken out of the story.
Last Known Position is a complete series, and you can listen to all 8 episodes in under 5 hours.
Next week.
The latest issue of The End has 7 entries in the new season's coming soon section, and 2 of them start up again in the next few days. Season 18 of Selene, a dramatized supernatural mystery and horror series from Aaron J. Reardon and Rusty Quill, starts on the 12th of December. Give yourself about 27 hours to catch up with the current 79 episodes. Season 4 of The Diaries of Nito Vicious, the Vampire, a narrated contemplative fantasy series from Hugo Pierre Martin and O4A Films, starts up again on the 13th of December. Catch up with the current 36 episodes in about 6.5 hours. And please remember that trailers or snippets for those two and the 2 shows I mentioned at the start of this episode are coming your way right after I say... And that's all for this episode of The End Last Week, This Week, and Next Week. For these and the other audio fiction shows featured, highlighted, and coming soon that were included in the 66th issue of The End, including links to listen to the shows mentioned in this episode, please visit theend.fyi. I'm Evo Terra. Thanks for listening. And here are your trailers or snippets. Pale Columbia.
Sir, I'll likely be gone for the day by the time this note reaches you. I mean to retrieve a music box of mine when I return on the overmorrow. I'll be ready to head to Monticello. Your most obedient and humble servant, Fiona Pratt.
Oh my, that's horrific!
Thomas, I may have had more than a bit of port wine recently and am receiving my just due.
Master Franklin, look!
Regarding my arrival to Monticello, of course you know Fiona will be in my company. Take care in the presence of Fiona Pratt.
The head, Red! Strike the head!
Please do ensure that Jupiter is available during our visit. I'll look to test my mettle over the chessboard.
Blood! Oh, everywhere! There's so much!
From the Journal of Lillian Method. We've returned with our quarry, though something is amiss.
Jefferson has lived down to my suspicions, begging that we three tarry the night here and promising payment upon the morrow. There are worse environs in which to pass an evening, but I hope the preening fop doesn't expect to deduct the cost of our lodging from our fee.
Method! What have you done?
Let's move into the light. I can't tell where he's bleeding from.
Jefferson, I understand your position and am amenable to the proposition you put forth in your letter. I will be heading south within a fortnight to examine your human capital. With regard, Carmela Kane.
Alas, we're trapped.
And the cup.
Pale Columbia.
Pale Columbia, a dramatized historical fiction series from Justin Hayman and Just Likely Productions, has reached the season one finale. Tales of the Zugaru.
Podcast of the Zugaru.
I had the dream about the tree.
The profile of a gnarly tree.
The one that kills people.
Okay, the tree doesn't kill people. The beast inside it does.
An action-packed mini-adventure series taking you on a thrilling ride through time and space.
Stop! Don't do anything else with that cube, whatever you do.
The Zugaru will rise, signaling the end.
I'm sure it's a real Kodak moment.
Zatch, what's around it?
Like dice in a pop-o-matic bubble.
No, it's my first time playing God.
Really? You guys are messing with me, right?
There's only one way to uncomplicate this problem.
Tales of the Zugaru.
Where did you get this dangerous thing? I mean, no offense, I know you didn't build this.
Are you ready?
Tales of the Zugaru, a narrated and dramatized suspenseful sci-fi series from Neil Zim, has reached the season one finale. Celine.
Why are you on the Fata Morgana?
What am I doing in here? What are you doing in here?
Can you keep a secret?
Look! Who would do such a thing?
What are things coming to?
Tell me, Baron, do you have powers like Vincenzo the Magician?
Feast your eyes upon my beloved.
Ta-da!
Laudanum, what are you doing with a bottle of laudanum?
Huh? JJ, look there!
I wonder if she's some famous criminal in disguise or something.
Celine is filled with wonders, but also darkness.
Miss Gatsby, am I turn down your cabin?
Did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear anything.
See, that was not so bad.
It felt so real.
Now we have a hunt for one or multiple rogues in our midst.
Surprise! Always with this one.
Looks like signs of a struggle, but no blood.
Here, put the cuffs on me. I offer you my hands. You must arrest me immediately.
Is she an insufferable prig? Those uptight ones are the worst.
Why do they call you Baron?
Madame, don't. They can't be trusted.
Poppycock. I can see on your face you're lying.
Sip. Maybe it'll take the edge off.
This is not the first time I've been set upon by thieves.
The wonders of the universe.
A charlatan, a booze peddler, a 3 pints lunch porter, and Daddy bought my ticket.
Celine, a dramatized supernatural mystery and horror series from Aaron J. Reardon and Rusty Quill, starts up again soon. The Diaries of Nito Vicious, the Vampire.
Check 1, 2. Check 1, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. My name is Nito Vicious. The few friends I've had call me Neto, unsurprisingly. I'm an artist. Mostly paints, though when I can't afford them, I use charcoal or maybe pencil. Today I am being kicked out of my studio apartment in the Beacon Hill neighborhood of Boston, Mass. The second most interesting about this is that I've lived there for 70 years, almost to the day. The most interesting thing about me is that that isn't very long for me, is I am aged something like 978 years, give or take my faulty memory. Also, with that fun fact, is that I am sort of a vampire. Sort of is a long story. If you can't place my accent, don't worry, neither can I. I have lived in France, Sweden, Serbia, and dozens of other countries. I should have a flawless United States accent, but I keep this one because it gives me the most comfort when I hear it. I think I adopted it sometime in my hundreds when I was in love with someone who liked the tone of my voice at that point. But that is neither there nor here. Here I am in the unenviable position of being kicked out of my historic loft apartment because the landlord has died, age 99, not bad. And also I hadn't paid rent in over 40 years. The rent in Boston is very expensive, and I don't make much money from my art, so I'm moving to a very different city called Woonsocket in Rhode Island. There are abandoned buildings there, and I'm better off there than trying to find a way to stay here. Were there people I should have said goodbye to? Yes, of course. Would have been polite. When? I will probably come back to Boston. They may no longer be there or be dead. That is my life. A year is like 2 weeks to me. I have to say goodbye to people anyway every so often if I grow close so as not to arouse suspicion. Luckily, I have this ability, which isn't much, but it is useful, of appearing more aged to some and younger to others, a kind of chameleon ability, so some are not aware of my age. It takes me a second to do it, so I mostly go out at night.
The Diaries of Nitovicius the Vampire, a narrated contemplative fantasy series from Hugo Pierre Martin and O4A Films, starts up again soon. And that's it for the additional trailers. Once again, I am Evo Terra for The End. Cheers!